Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening, good people? It's your man, Beachbone Gun, live on the off-ramp with my man, M-Extra Money. What up, Chief?
What's good?
Welcome, everybody, on this May 28th, day after Labor Day, 11 p.m., 11:30 Eastern. You got something to say, something to get off your chest? Call in 646-915-8680. Man, what a game that is going on here. Sometimes I can't believe that we have that radio show while these playoff games have gotten good.
Yeah, man. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, man, it's definitely crazy, man. Miami and Indiana tied up at 89. Looks like this series might go 7. It's a shame that San Antonio and Memphis wrapped it up so quickly. It looks on paper like San Antonio was a dominant team with the sweep. But, I mean, you had, what, 2 out of the 4 games going to overtime? The one game was a blowout, but the other game, they only won by 3 points. I mean, it's been some good playoff games, but it's a shame that they ended so early. Yeah, I know, man. I think, like they said on First Take with Stephen A. and pretty much Skip Bayless agreed, you know, Memphis was just lacking that star. You know what I mean? They don't have that star. I mean, they have great players and Randolph and Conley and all that other kind of stuff. I say good players. I don't know if they're great or put in that great category, but they don't have that Tim Duncan, that Tony Parker type stars. Like, those are legit stars, like, that can take over a game and you know what I mean, wield that W for you when you need it. I don't think Memphis has that. They're more of a team concept. Need to have an offense ran through all the players and stuff like that. So I think that's what the deciding factor was, you know, in some of those close games. But last night, Tony Parker, he just went off, you know. I mean, I never really looked at his game, you know, but that dude's game is off the hook, you know. He was killing them, son.
Yeah, they said that he's top 3 NBA player in the league. Yo, Mr. Righteous is on the line. What's going on there, good brother?
What's going on?
Not much. Yeah. You been keeping up with the basketball games?
Yeah, I'm watching.
You sound real disappointed, yo. Like, it's not like
I
it's a blowout.
You're getting full of energy tonight, yo.
would y'all want to be jolly-go-lucky guy, man? Just watch this game, man.
Just making a comment, yo. Just making a comment.
But
somebody ate your hot dogs
on Memorial Day weekend, yo. You ain't getting no mustard, yo.
I'm just saying, you asked me a question, I answered your question. How'd you want me to answer it? Sure, dudes. Yeah, I like the games. I've been watching them. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I've been watching them.
Water straight to the deck, so it's all good. But I can't knock you. Yeah.
Yeah, that kid Tony Parker killed last night. What did he give him, 37 and what, 12? Man, yeah. I mean, so rank your point guards. Where's he at point guards this year?
This year? Like,
yeah,
like
yeah,
just,
this year.
Well, just like just in the NBA right now?
Yeah, in the league.
Oh, okay. I was making sure you wasn't like saying off time or nothing. Yeah, I think he's one, yo. Like, I think he's one. Like, honestly.
No way.
Like, that dude, yeah, off of what he did. I hadn't watched him during the year. I just started watching him in his playoff series. This kid, I thought I would easily say Chris Paul before I seen this, what he's done. And I started going back and watching what he's done, like stats-wise stuff. Yo, this dude has been killing, and he's been struggling with injuries and all this other kind of stuff. But Chris Paul don't have his J. He doesn't, yo. He doesn't have his J, and he doesn't have his slicing ability to get in. He can get to the bucket, yo, but Tony can do it both, yo. Like, I play him over Chris Paul right now. Yeah. Stupid.
I don't even take him. First of all, I think Chris Paul is number one, but I'm a favorite of Chris Paul. Then I take Russell Westbrook over Tony Parker. What you think, Mr. Righteous?
No, I wouldn't take Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is he's not controllable, man. That dude's all over the place, man. That kid is like a car with no brake, man. He just go and go and go. This dude Tony Parker, man. He can take over some games. He can control the tempo. He can run the offense. Russell Westbrook, he's more of a I'm gonna shoot first before I think about passing.
You know, but where's your list? Yeah. What do you rank on now? Where do you rank Tony Parker?
Tony Parker, I mean, he's one of the top guards in the league. He's always been nice. I mean, look, the kid got 3 championships, yo. And he got 3 championships for no reason. He's been big in every last one of the 3 championships that he got. And he played big in every last one of them, you know.
Yeah, he's
been battling injuries for the last couple of years, yo.
Yeah, he's
not going to like him.
2007, he was the MVP of the finals.
I would say he's number 2 behind Chris Paul. He's number 2 behind Chris Paul. Shoot it. There you go.
Wham.
Oh, good rebound. Oh,
I think y'all bugging. Well,
yeah.
I think MX was bugging when it comes to Chris Paul, yo. How do you forget how nice Chris Paul is, yo?
I'm not saying he is a nice show. Don't give me like I'm slighting Chris Paul, but what I'm just saying is that if you look at the flaw, if there is a flaw in Chris Paul's game, it's his J. If you look at a flaw in Russell Westbrook's game, it's his passing. Tony Parker has both of those. I don't see a flaw in his game. Like, I was watching the passes, I'm not even a shit dude. I think but the passes he was given to do, like, between the legs and just slicing and, he was slicing these kids up. Like, if he wasn't coming off a screen, picking and popping, he was sliced to the basket. If he wasn't doing that, he was feeding people, like, precision passes between dudes' legs for layups. I've never seen none of them do that all within a compass while they dropping 37 points. I've never seen Chris Paul have a highlight like that. Never seen Russell Westbrook do all that.
No, he was punishing Klay Thomas, you know.
And Memphis is a good defensive team, so I'm not saying like this is like a bum, like he be playing against some bums, you know, like, but this dude, Tony Parker, did all 3 aspects of the game. So that's why I'm saying I would rank him, you know what I mean, slightly over Chris Paul just because of those 3 components. And I'm not even a big assist dude, like I said. Like, I won't preface that because I don't like the stat, but when the pass is good, the pass is good. And this dude was just making it real easy for these dudes just to, make layups. Like, he was coming off screens, running around, coming off screens, picking, popping, like, going back and reverse. Yeah, this dude was doing it all, yeah. It was crazy last night.
Yeah, I mean, the kid had a hell of a game last night. I can't argue with last night's game. But I think if you take – I mean, I don't know what the percentages are. I still want to say Chris Paul shoots a better field goal percentage than Tony Parker. His foot in the hands with the best point guards in the league. So, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. They're definitely close. TP has been doing his thing. But sometimes TP is a liability on the defensive end. Chris Paul can guard any point guard in the league. Tony Parker, man, you'll see next series, man, if Miami gets out of here, which doesn't look like they're going to get out of this one tonight, yeah, they're going to put Chalmers on the block on Tony Parker, yo, because he can't do nothing with it.
Yeah, they need to grab some rebounds, yo. Like, grab some rebounds, yo. I don't understand why they always be start tapping, yo. So when it's like blocking somebody out, you know, he got pushed. I don't know. We'll see. I was thinking about that last night, like who was gonna stop him coming off the screens, coming back and still pocket pop. I think they're just gonna live with that. But when they played earlier, you know, Norris Cole gave Tony Parker, you know what I mean, he locked them down pretty good though. So I mean they're gonna need somebody to step up to limit this dude's points, yeah. So wow, that's huge.
So, particular before I go into some other topics?
Nah, hell man. Nah, yeah.
What'd you say, man?
Said, nah, man, just watching the game, man. What kills me about Miami, man, these dudes, man, they'll play a game where they just drive to the basket the whole game, and then they'll play a game where they just want to be backing down people and try to...
Yeah, this dude, yeah, put a body on Roy Hibbert, yeah. Yeah, they can't put a body on this kid to save his life, yo.
No, no. Like, I'd punch him in the gut.
During the basketball game, where you're going to sock him, yo? Like,
right,
you won't get fined.
Wow,
and kicked out
they
the
call
game,
that.
Yo,
yo they call that right offensive kid, foul. Yeah, that was a cheap foul, yo.
That's number four.
But,
LeBron just fouled out?
LeBron James just fouled out, yo, off of a freaking, off a dumb foul, yo.
Hmm. I mean, yeah, Miami took back home court, so this is one of them.
Yo, but that was a foul though, yo. Like that was getting,
nah,
they were pushing, yo. Yo, like Roy Hibbert was getting away with pushes and all kinds of crap, yo. They call that, yo, at the end of the, you would call that with 56 seconds left, yo. Like,
you can't call
that, yo.
You're
like
in Indiana, yo. You got to call it.
Yo, but that's like a pass interference out there in the game. Yo. You can't call it, yo.
Ain't that how you lost on your – wasn't you upset that you got to call that in San Francisco?
Nah, yeah, that wasn't a minute left, yo. It was 2:50 to play. That was a lot. And that's totally different, yo. That's totally different.
Yeah, you give me 1 minute is a big difference.
Yeah, it is. That's a long time. I mean, it's a long time in basketball. I'm just saying you can't call that play, yo, like less than a minute to go with the game being tight. I mean,
yeah, you just
said
like called pass interference at the end of the game. That's what happened to y'all. Y'all lost. You wanted the pass interference call.
No, what I said was it wasn't the end of the game. That wasn't the end of the game. It was 2 minutes left. That's not the
end
of
the
game. No football. That wasn't the end of the game, yo. It was the 2 minute
hold
warning.
Hold on. Hey, Mr. Righteous.
Yo.
2 minutes left in a football game. Yo, can I ask my question? Chill out. Let me ask Mr. Righteous. 2 minutes left in a football game. Do you consider that at the end of the game?
End of the game?
Wow, y'all Jesus.
What are you talking about? Look how the Ravens got it.
Y'all don't have to yell at me. I was just the end of the game. It's 2 minutes left.
The Ravens got there off a Hail Mary. You gotta look at what happened. Look at the Ravens got there off of a Hail Mary with like 30 seconds left, right? 30 seconds left. They beat the Denver Broncos off a play that got misjudged. 30 seconds left. You know what I mean? And look at what San Francisco did against Atlanta. And 2 minutes left, we came back. We came back and won that game. So that's a lot of time. That's a lot of time. 2 minutes is. I'm talking about
relative for 2 minutes left in a football game to 55 seconds left in the NBA. I think we're pretty much saying the same thing. They're both at the end of the game. I mean, it's still a tough call to make during that kind of juncture at the end of the game. I mean, like I said, it's just my opinion. I don't know. I think y'all dudes are crazy on that statement, but I mean, if that's how y'all feel about the game, then that's just how y'all feel.
Your opinion's wrong.
I don't know how y'all even think like that. But I mean, I guess it's a sucker point every minute.
Well, yeah.
How do you think the way you think?
I don't know. I just think it was
an aggressive game.
It was an aggressive game going in. Yeah, it was a lot of pushing and shoving going around, yo, and they call that, you know what I mean, at this stage of the game, yo, something that you just don't do, yo. That's all I'm saying.
How do you live with yourself with all them damn tattoos?
What did you say, Mr. Righteous?
How do you live with yourself with all them damn tattoos, Birdman? That's disgusting, yo.
Yo, I do got something to talk. I know we talk about a lot about the NBA, yo. But y'all follow any? Y'all follow any stuff that was going on with Syria and stuff with the whole civil war and stuff. How they got the rebels and they going off the side and stuff. So you know what I mean. So they all basically trying to overthrow the side government over in Syria, right? And
Ask us a question. Not giving anybody a chance to answer it.
I thought somebody said nah. I could have swore I heard somebody say nah.
Yeah, he just kept going. Go ahead, son. I was just laughing. Go ahead and finish telling your story, son.
Yeah, I could have swore I heard. So nobody said no?
No, bro. Right,
whatever.
It's a war going on outside.
This is bad radio.
It's horrible, yeah.
Like, go ahead and finish talking about Syria, yo. What's going on with Syria, yo?
Nah, I'm good, yeah. Watching
it. There you go, power, yo. There you go, power, yo. 14 minutes left. Come on, man. Yeah, just talking about Syria, yo. A little miscommunication, yo.
Nah, I'm good, yo. I was so funny, yo. Like, it's like the LOL, yo. It's not funny. I said, no jokes, yo. But y'all laughing like something funny, I don't know.
That man is pulling up in his pacifier.
Nah, not at all. You're watching the game, yeah.
What's wrong with you, TDs? First, Mr. Rankin come on with the angry face, yeah. Now you don't talk about nothing on the talk show, yeah.
Yo, I don't have an answer. Y'all talking about some race, I'm so down. What the hell? I'm supposed to be chipper jipper every damn minute.
Yeah, I'm just saying, in a talk show, we thought you'd want to talk more. So how was your weekend? Good. What'd you do, Nava?
Well, you asked me a question, I answered.
Thanks, yeah. it's been a rough couple of days for us, fellas. What's going on, man? Everything good on the offer right now? So it's a lot of tension tonight, yeah. What's good? Y'all ain't getting no nookie this weekend, yo?
I ain't got no tension, yo.
So, MX, what's going on? You ain't going to tell us about Syria? Are you done, yo?
Nah, y'all figure it out. Yeah, y'all can do y'all research.
So, you off for the night?
Watching the game, yeah.
you done talking on the talk show, yeah?
Somebody got to make a play.
I guess he done.
Ooh, you had him in the air, right?
Oh, all right.
And he traveled.
Where was the travel at?
I don't know. I had the music kid. He can't just be yelling in the joint now. So, a couple things. Hopefully, M Extra Money can hear us now. A couple things that, you know, we can get through. I don't know if y'all been following on the whole little Rihanna versus Amanda Bynes thing. Have y'all seen that? The whole Amanda Bynes thing?
Yeah, that shit's lame.
So she's saying that she doesn't get a pass because she's white and the fact that she smokes tobacco, but Rihanna gets nothing but love because even though she promotes smoking weed all the time. Do y'all think she has a point? Do y'all think that they let Rihanna do whatever she wants and they're crushing the poor white girl, yo?
I don't think they let her do what she wants, but when she do what she do, she's smart. I mean, who throws a bong out the window? Who tries to hide it? I mean, if you're smoking, you're smoking. I mean, Snoop barely hides it. He don't even hide it no more. He got a pen that he smokes that don't have no scent that comes out of it. Everybody smokes.
You said Snoop has a what that doesn't come out of it?
They have a pen that you can put this stuff in, that you can smoke it and still get the same stuff, but it's like a filter in it that the smell doesn't come out of it. Watch a clip of The Breakfast Club, and he's in there
I've seen that. It's actually pretty cool, yo. Man, I had one of them.
Yeah, and nothing comes
so
out.
Hold on. So he has a pen?
Something comes out. The smell, you just don't smell it.
He's smoking weed in the Breakfast Club in New York City, and you just can't smell it?
Nope.
Nah, you can smell it.
You can smell it, but you can smell it, though.
Yep. Yeah, where did they invent this shit at?
Huh? I don't know. I guess it all started with the whole electric cigarette that they got out now, you know? It's similar to that.
Yeah. Right. Like, so the electric cigarettes basically has a little heating element, and, you know, some of them have a little bit of nicotine or whatever in it. So, you know what I mean? So while you're not technically smoking a cigarette, you're still getting a little bit of nicotine cyanide like they did with the patch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So basically they just took that same technology, and instead of putting the nicotine in it, you could basically slide a couple buds in it, screw it back on, use that same heating element to to light the weed up. Yeah, so same thing.
Yo, so I've been wondering this stuff, yo. So how the hell is he smoking in a New York studio and no one comes to arrest him? Like, you would think a cop would have that, you know what I mean? Because did he just get arrested in Arizona for smoking weed out there when his bus got pulled over?
Kid's
still be on probation.
Who knows, man, yo. He ain't going to never stop, yo.
Yeah,
I guess so. Huh? I mean, it's and then you know Amanda Bynes, man, she's on a terror right now. She just acting like Lindsay Lohan right now.
And what does she do? Like, why is she famous?
She was an actor on like Nickelodeon.
She's one of them childhood actors.
Yeah, man. Her last job was like Hairspray, and that was it, yo. So she could be on the list trying to get a new gig, yo.
What the hell is Hairspray?
One of them dumb movies that came out about hair and this hair salons. I don't know. It's like a musical, yo. It was stupid, though. But that was her last gig, they were saying. So she's somebody looking for attention. That's all. That's what I think.
It was gangster for her to throw a bong out of New York apartment into the streets. I wonder, first of all, why she let the cops in. Second of all, who keeps the window open with no screen, yo? I'd be scared of, like, bees coming in, yo. I got a wasp nest outside one of my windows, yo. I won't even touch it, yo. I feel bad for my mother-in-law because it's her window. I hope she got spray. I ain't going out there at all.
Yo, it's crazy, yo. And then the fact now she making allegations that she was touched wrongly. They touched her stuff. Come on.
Oh, speaking of touching stuff, did y'all see the dude who smacked Beyonce on the ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you guys see this, yo. She's giving a concert. She walks close up to her fans. Dude took his shot, yo. Smacked the smack of cheeks, yo. Nice handful, yo.
And what she did?
She said she would throw him out, but she didn't do it. She said, I'll have you escorted out of here. But she didn't.
That's hard. The Illuminati probably got him after he left, yo.
Yo, you know she probably like that. She mad. She probably even smacked on her ass for a real. Jay probably got mistresses, yo.
That's crazy.
Foxy Brown says he sleeps with dudes, yo. And he was boning her at 13, yo.
Well, she came out and said that she didn't say those words. That was her allegation. She didn't say that. That was crazy. She would never say nothing like that. That means she got paid.
Jay cut the check.
I know somebody cut that check real fast. How much you need? 10. You got it.
Game over.
Black Prada bag just for you. 10 million.
Did y'all see the Carlton dude, Carlton Banks, yo? Was said that he was mad that Michael Jackson never touched him when he was a kid, yo. He felt like that he must not have been good looking enough.
Because he probably would have socked Mike. That's why.
Yeah,
probably wasn't born to grow enough. But yo, man, I don't know, man. This world is crazy, yo. World is crazy. Did y'all see the girl who was homeless? Graduated high school with a 4.65 GPA, and she was taking college courses up at Spelman. So when she goes into her quote-unquote freshman year, she's technically a junior, but she's supposed to be a freshman, but she's going to be a junior when she get there. Crazy, yo.
And what happened? Why is she homeless?
It was just her mom, her sister, her brother. Her mom was, like, going through chemo and all this other stuff. Lost a job, didn't have enough money to pay for this, so they was going from, like, shelter to shelter, living inside her mom's car from her time to time. So it was crazy. You know, it was just like she never told nobody. And then when she had to do her speech, somebody told her, you know, see how she felt. And she also wanted to tell somebody her struggle, you know. That it's
well,
hot.
Can I be honest, yo? I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Let me know how y'all feel if I'm just being totally ignorant to the situation.
Yeah, you get ready to be ignorant. I just know it.
But if you have a 4.0, that's all A's. So if you got a 4.65, that means you got an extra A. So you mean to tell me you choose, if you got a 4.65, you choose to go to Spelman. Okay, I'm not knocking your judge of schools and all that. But, you know, you mean to tell me, why are you homeless, yo? You should at least be living in the honors dorm. 4.65, somebody should be paying you to go to school.
Yo, she just graduated high school. What I'm saying to you is she just graduated high school. She didn't start college yet, but what I'm saying to you is the college credit that she took. The college credit that she took while she was in high school, she done took so much credit that she's going to be a junior once she step on campus this fall.
Oh, okay. Well, I get that. I mean, she probably ain't had no TV. She probably had a whole bunch of time to read books. I hope things worked out for her.
And then her sister is a salutatorian at her school, and she's going to, like, Harvard or something like that. I was like, God, dang. Yeah, that's
somebody
awesome.
I hope no one gets her pregnant.
You stupid, yo.
Yeah, man. She got a good life ahead of her. I hope she won't fall trapped to the pull out method.
It's failed on many of us in many of day.
Stupid, yo.
The pull out method is 50-50.
Oh, man.
It is not a method to use. Only in emergencies do you break that glass.
Emergency break when emergencies happen. That's crazy.
Everybody. Yeah, they was talking earlier. MX, are you still good over there? You still mad at this show?
Yeah, I'm watching TV, yeah. I'm here. I'm listening.
I just want to see. So, he's still my boy, Blue. So, yeah, he was talking on. We only got 3 minutes left. But we had a rough show. Rough show back off the vacation. But I'm sure we'll get better as the week goes to get back on it. But, yeah, they was talking earlier about would you ever be in the city, like, if you was real cool, because I know me and MX have fought about this, argued about this, about being cool with your ex-girlfriend's parents. So, like, let's say, like, y'all were engaged or even had kids together. And let's say Memorial Day weekend, her family's having a barbecue. She's dating another dude. Do you go to the barbecue?
MX, where would you go?
No. We were in agreement. You know? I was just talking about him going in that situation that was him trying to get back. But that was that situation. But no, you don't go to that barbecue. You know? Why would you go to that barbecue? Which you got another dude.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Rice, would you go?
No, man. That'd be an awkward situation.
No, if I don't have a girl, I'm going, you know? I'm trying to holler at a cousin, you know?
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's horrible, yeah.
Yeah, every girl got that one fine cousin that when you went to their barbecue, you were like, damn.
I think I was going back from the whole situation.
I mean, if your kids is there, you know what I mean? That's the reason to go. I'm trying to holler at a cousin.
Oh, hold on. Y'all got kids together?
That's what I'm saying. That was the situation. It was like, you have kids together, so her family's having a barbecue, so she's going to have the kids to be with the family, but do you go? Now, you're still cool with the family. You just broke up with the girl, and she got a new man, so do you still go?
Nah, I still wouldn't go.
I mean, to be with my kids, if it wasn't that awkward, I mean, then, yeah, like, if we're still cool and everything, the culture with the family, and, you know what I mean, just to be with the kids, barbecue, yeah, I'll go, but... Yeah, I'm saying.
No, I wouldn't.
The only reason I'll probably go is just to see how this dude is around my kids. You know what I mean?
You want them quick kids calling them daddy? You start a fight?
Throw
macaroni and cheese at people?
I'm just saying, just see what the relationship is. See how he out here treating my kids. Because there's certain things I can't control, but I still want to see it. So just to see how he out here.
That's it for tonight, folks. Well, that's it for tonight, fellas.
Yeah, hope we do a better job tomorrow. Yeah, back at it. Peace.
Buenos dias.
Uh-oh.
So right.